Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Breaking news and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, despite the fact that we are rent right now by great divisions. Divisions of politics, of religion, of culture, of basic attitudes toward life. Will that lead? Is there a chance that it should lead to some kind of breakup of the federal union? There are a lot of serious conservatives who have begun asking that questions. And probably it's been put off a little while by Biden's victory that liberals are not asking that kind of question as much. But David French, who is one of the finest and sharpest thinkers, I think, and political analysts of our time. And by the way, I want to mention that David, though many people forget about this, was a crack attorney defending religious liberty with the Alliance Defending Freedom. And thank you for that. He has a new book, which is called America's Secession Threat and How to Restore Our Nation. Do you see some of these divisions that you're talking about, David, that I think most people would agree are dangerous to the Republic and dangerous, as you point out in the book, to the whole world, that those divisions are illustrated by the fact is that we can't even seem to agree on who won an election where one side was ahead by about 7 million votes?
Yes. I mean, there's very little question about that. In fact, I finished the book at the end of March, or it was really wrapped up in middle end of March, and I've been really alarmed, actually, at how quickly we've progressed towards even greater division and greater distrust in the 8 months, 9 months since I finished the book. It's not just we can't agree on who won the election. We can't even agree on whether to wear masks in the middle of a pandemic. We can't. There's a remarkable degree of division around vaccines. There's a, you know, we're fighting culture war after culture war after culture war, where the need for the culture war is far from. I mean, it's the need for the culture war is far from obvious. In other words, essentially what we're doing is we're taking a position that our opponent advances and disagreeing with our opponent simply because we hate or fear or distrust them. And so we're in the middle of a series of divisions over things like mail-in voting, things like masking, things like vaccines, that are symbols of our disunity and dysfunction.
Okay, I would have thought, I was encouraged, and it seems like an eternity ago, but it was actually about 24 hours ago, I was very encouraged by the fact that Congress had passed on a compromise basis, a close to unanimous in the Senate, the vote was 92-6. In the House, there was more than 80% of the House voting for the bill. I'm talking about the COVID relief bill. Now it looks like the entire thing has exploded and we're not going to get that done. Wouldn't you have thought that the majority of Americans would have actually liked the idea of getting $600 in emergency funds transferred to them?
No, I think so. And I think, we're still able. It's not that we're so dysfunctional that we can't agree on anything. You know, we've been able to do some emergency funding. We were able to do some emergency relief at the onset of the pandemic. It's just that our ability even to do consensus things is fraying, is decaying. And just today, President Trump vetoed the National Defense Authorization Act.
It's unbelievable. Who does that?
It's as if our ability to do anything without some degree of vicious vitriol, of some degree of controversy, some degree of division is being impaired. It's you know, as I said, this is an accelerating problem. It is not a problem that is going away. It is accelerating. We can't agree on, you know, the idea, for example, that when you have Trump's appointed judges unanimously rejecting Trump election contest challenges, and it still doesn't sink into partisans that what Trump is doing is A, has no hope, and B, has no merit, you begin to realize how deeply we're entrenched into our partisan positions and how deeply we're entrenched into our partisan mindsets. And that's one of the core themes of the book, is that we're in the grips of something called negative polarization, where we are going to, we belong to one side, our side, not so much because we love our side's ideas, but because we hate or fear the other side. You're a Republican because you hate or fear the Democrats. You're a Democrat because you hate or fear Republicans. And what that results in is needless conflict, needless controversy. And that's what we're in the grips of. You know, it's not that all issues, we shouldn't fight about some things, they're important divisions. But we're in the grips of an enormous amount of needless conflict.
And it's one of those things I was reading. The book is called, and it's posted on our website, it's called Divided We Fall, America's Secession Threat and How to Restore Our Nation. Before we get into the specifics of that recession threat, I think that what you're saying is true. I just wrote something myself about the nature of the divisions here, and it's tribal. It's like gang warfare. It's like the Jets and the Sharks or the Crips and the Bloods. Is your identity isn't so much based upon a given ideology. It's based, as you say very clearly in the book, a negative polarization based on the idea that the other guy is even worse. He is unthinkable. So what do we do about it? How do we de-escalate some of the conflict?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. There's a couple of things that we have to do. One deals with sort of our personal choices, and one deals with our political choices. In our personal choices, what we have to do is we have to begin to rediscover the concept, a respect for pluralism, which means by necessity rediscovering the concept of tolerance. And what I mean by tolerance is not the modern definition that we're, that we see in universities, which often is a masquerade for intolerance. What I mean is a definition of tolerance that says, here's what we do, is we're going to accept people in spite of profound differences. We're going to defend someone's liberties even when we disagree with them. There's this story I tell in the book of a pseudonymous writer by the name of Scott Alexander talking to some of his fellow progressive friends, and he asks them if they're tolerant. And I said, well, of course. I mean, you know, I love people regardless of race, gender, sexual orientation, et cetera. And he says, well, what's wrong with them? And they say, what do you mean what's wrong with them? Nothing's wrong with them. And he says, well, then what are you tolerating? Tolerance implies, right, that there's something to tolerate. So we have to have a basic level of acceptance for other people and for other communities. Once you have that, then there is a political system envisioned and designed by the founders to de-escalate national disputes. That's increased federalism. That is allowing states and localities to govern themselves according to their community values, all while they respect fundamental liberty. But let California be California. Let Tennessee be Tennessee. But right now we're sucking so much power up to Washington that California politicians are entirely too relevant to life in Tennessee, and Tennessee politicians are entirely too relevant to life in California.
One of the things you raise in your book, Divided We Fall, is the idea of that will for union seems to have dissipated in the United States. In other words, it's remarkable when the South seceded, Lincoln was able to raise troops and volunteers and take action immediately because people felt, yes, we have to preserve our federal union. That wouldn't necessarily be the case today if, say, Vermont or Texas decided to secede, would it?
Right. I don't think that if we did reach the point of disunion, that we would have a civil war. I think that what we would have is something more akin to a divorce. That doesn't mean that there wouldn't be elements of violence to it. It wouldn't be traumatic and messy in many, many, many ways. But I think the level of antipathy between the different red America and blue America is rising to the point where I don't think, you know, I don't think parents, blue parents, would want to send sons and daughters to die to preserve that, you know, to keep red America in the Union. And
We will be right back. I'm speaking with David French, author of Divided We Fall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And certainly wishing you a very Merry Christmas coming up and a very, very happy, prosperous, and above all, healthy, and God willing, virus-free New Year. And no, it's not going to be over starting the 1st of January, the 1st of February. But the vaccine and the distribution of the vaccine, it makes a wonderful difference. And by the way, that's made possible by companies. It's made possible by free enterprise. And when you have, there's a news story we'll get to later in the show of a newly elected Democratic congressman who believes that capitalism is another form of slavery. Okay, how outrageous is that? Without capitalism, without corporations like Pfizer, like Moderna, that are set up to make money and to create good and important new things, we're in trouble. And by the way, some of those companies you can get in on early, really, when they're startups. And when your potential for being part of something beautiful and something very profitable, that potential is very high. Check out Our Crowd. Go to our website. You can get their weekly newsletter, which is full of information about these exciting new startups, many of them in Israel, many of them right here in the United States of America. But they are startups based upon technology that improves and saves human lives. And that's one of the things that's so exciting about Our Crowd. It's also exciting because, yes, it's my brother's company. And, yes, I have a vaccine envy because my brother in Jerusalem has already gotten his vaccination for COVID-19. They're trying to deal with that in Israel even while they have a government that's just collapsed and they have another election. Okay, go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. It is absolutely free to sign up for webinars, to sign up for some of their newsletter information, all there at michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Our Crowd. Okay, one of the things that David French was talking about, and this is very relevant, is that one of the things that allowed the Civil War to happen, and he knows this, and he acknowledges it in his book, is that the states were much more different than red states are from blue states. Because everybody knows that Washington is a blue state, right? Big time blue state. But in Washington, we still have lots of people who have red preferences in politics and religion and more. So that the vote in Washington, even when it's very one-sided, it's never 60-40. It's never 80-20 or 90-10. Do you know that at the time of the Civil War, Lincoln's name wasn't even on the ballot in most of the southern states? They wouldn't allow Republicans to gain votes at all, and even on write-ins. And basically, you had one-party rule, and that was part of the problem with why the South was so irrational as to secede. We don't have that in any state. We don't. I mean, even in Vermont, which by one measure rivals California as the most liberal, crazy, nutty state, they have a Republican governor. And here's an interesting story, and it's a story about the census and the shift in political balance that is due to happen, and it'll happen sometime in 2021 before that all-important congressional election of 2022. California's population has declined over a 10-year period for what appears to be the first time since 1850, when California became a state. That, according to the Brookings Institution demographer William Fry, the state lost nearly 70,000 people since the annual estimate released last year. Is that all because of wildfires? No, I think it's because of one-party government. And maybe that even has something to do with the wildfires as well, and the general sense of social breakdown and lack of hope. The estimates suggest 10 states are likely to lose one congressional seat each. Here are the 10. Alabama, California, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. Now, of those 10 states, 8 of them are either very solidly blue states, liberal states, like California and Illinois, or New York, or they're mixed. They're swing states, like Pennsylvania and Ohio. But then, when it comes to states that are due to gain, Texas is expected to gain 3 seats. Florida is expected to pick up 2. 5 are expected to gain 1 seat each. Arizona, Colorado, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon. Okay, Montana's a solidly red state, Oregon's a solidly blue state, but all of those other states in there, Arizona, Colorado now seems to be more and more a blue state, but it used to be a Republican state and should be competitive again. North Carolina competitive. The point being about all of this, they say that the change in population should work in favor of Republicans, and all other things being equal, unless there's some kind of tidal wave, just the change in population patterns and the change in apportionment should guarantee Republicans pick up 3, 4, 5 seats in the next round of congressional elections. That, by the way, should be enough to win Republican control of the House. Right now, because of the 3 empty seats, President-elect Biden has appointed 3 Democratic House members to positions in his administration, meaning they have to leave the House. Nancy Pelosi is hanging on at the moment. If the 2 undecided races where it's been called for Republicans in both cases, one in New York and one in Iowa, if the Republicans get to seat those members, it'll be a one vote margin. Now, again, that's temporary because some of these seats that people are giving up to be part of the Biden administration are pretty solidly Democratic districts. But, again, for people to pronounce the end of the Republican Party, when you look at some of the population trends like those, that is simply wrong. And speaking of population trends, headline 3 million U.S. deaths expected in 2020. And you can say, well, of course, there are deaths expected all the time. But it's estimated there will be 400,000 more than in 2019, a 15% jump in the death rate. And no, it's not all because of COVID, though it is partially. What's causing the rise in the death rate? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop-off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. President Trump is not happy with the stimulus package Congress passed earlier this week. The president in a video message saying Congress needs to give more money to the American people.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
President Trump also vetoing a defense authorization bill. House and Senate leaders believe they have enough votes to override the veto. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My big brother George, the richest man in town.
It's not only the greatest Christmas movie ever made. Oh, It's a Wonderful Life, of course. It is one of the greatest movies ever made, period, by my favorite director of all time. People ask me all the time, what's your favorite movie? I said, it's easier to say my favorite director. My favorite director is Frank Capra, who did two of my favorite movies of all time, actually more than two. But the two that stand out are It's a Wonderful Life and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And Frank Capra, I'm proud to say, was a proud son of immigrants and a stalwart Republican and someone who believed in the true and traditional conservative principles of the Republican Party. And what a great movie that is. And by the way, one of the things about It's a Wonderful Life is it indicates that business in America can be absolutely wonderful and life-affirming and a source of goodness, or in the wrong hands, like the mean old banker Mr. Potter, it can be a negative force. It's neither determined, it's based upon choice. It's not determined by simply the institution itself. Okay, and thinking of life and death is one of those things that you think about during the holiday season, particularly with New Year's coming up, I guess. That's the whole point of New Year's resolutions. You want this new year to be better than the last year. We need to get better than this year in the United States. But this is a report from the Associated Press, and it's pretty solid and full of balancing information and important for people to come to terms with. This is the deadliest year in U.S. history, with deaths expected to top 3 million for the first time, due mainly to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, of course, one of the reasons the numbers are the highest they've ever been is because the population is the highest it's ever been. We've never had 330 million people before in this country. But they go on to say at Associated Press, final mortality data for this year will not be available for months, but preliminary numbers suggest the United States is on track to see more than 3,200,000 deaths this year, or at least 400,000 more than in 2019. Now, U.S. deaths do increase most years, they say, so some annual rise in deaths is expected, but the 2020 numbers amount to a jump of about 15%, and it could go higher once all the deaths from this month are counted. They haven't even counted the deaths so far from December. That would mark the largest single-year percentage leap since 1918, when tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers died in World War I. A total of 120,000 Americans died in World War I. And hundreds of thousands of U.S. residents died in a flu pandemic. 675,000, the estimate, died in that flu pandemic. And deaths rose 46% that year, compared with 1917. So, okay, we're better off than 1918 because we're not suffering in a world war that's killing tens of thousands of Americans. And the pandemic, as terrible as it is not nearly as terrible as the Spanish flu of 1918-1919. COVID-19 had killed more than 322,000 U.S. residents and counting by late Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins University. Before the coronavirus came along, there was reason to be hopeful about U.S. death trends. Life expectancy for 2020, and this is because of COVID mostly, could end up dropping as much as 3 full years, according to the CDC. This is very tough. The U.S. coronavirus epidemic, they write, has been a big driver of deaths this year, both directly and indirectly. It has now become the third leading cause of death behind only heart disease and cancer. For certain periods this year, COVID-19 was the number one killer. A burst of pneumonia cases early this year may have been COVID-19 deaths that simply weren't recognized at the time as such, so early in the outbreak. But there has also been an unexpected number of deaths from certain types of heart and circulatory diseases, diabetes, and dementia. Now, the other thing that is added to the death total is suicides and drug overdoses. Before the coronavirus arrived, the U.S. was experiencing the deadliest drug overdose epidemic in history. Data for all of 2020 is not yet available, but last week the CDC reported so far 81,000 drug overdose deaths in the 12 months ending in May, making it the highest number ever recorded in one single year. Experts think the pandemic's disruption to in-person treatment and recovery services may have been a factor. People also are more likely to be taking drugs alone without the benefit of a friend or family member who can call 911 or administer overdose-reversing medication. A bigger factor could be the drugs themselves. The coronavirus caused supply problems for dealers, so the dealers are increasingly mixing cheap and deadly fentanyl into heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine, experts said. And that is much more likely to cause death. I think keeping in context, not the idea that, I mean, you hear all the time that the efforts to battle coronavirus, the efforts to battle COVID-19 are more deadly, more punishing than the disease itself. No, not nearly. But if you're talking about 81,000 dead in a 12-month period from drug overdoses, that is also extraordinarily serious and requires some serious attention. Somebody who knows about the impact of COVID-19, Chris Christie. And he was on the radio recently, and he's not ruling out, he says, a race for president again in 2024. That means he's running. I would not rule it out, no, he said on the radio. If I go and look up Christie 2024, will that URL already be reserved? Hugh Hewitt asked him. ChrisChristie.com is reserved, Christie answered. So we're going to keep that one, and we'll see where we go from here. Christie also was asked whether he would even contest the presidential election of President Trump, his friend and ally. Remember, Trump at one time had Christie in charge of his transition team. But in any event, Christie said yes, he would even consider running against President Trump. I think the idea that a lot of people said that, particularly with these last weeks of the Trump administration, I don't think that Trump necessarily, quote, clears the field. There will be people who will be willing to run against President Trump if he does indeed run on 2024. Announcements that they have 60,000 people who have already agreed to come to a counter-inauguration for President Trump. Will that include some of the people who he granted controversial pardons to just in the last little while, yesterday in particular? We'll get to that, and the idea of double standards, and a suggestion that Republicans and Democrats need to argue more, not less. All that coming up on the MedVet Show. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tis the season to be jolly, and being jolly means pain relief. So I hope you are well equipped with Relief Factor, which also makes a wonderful gift. We like to mix in Relief Factor with friends, and when in addition to other gifts. And Relief Factor by itself is sort of, I think you're sending a message somehow. But it's a great product, and folks should check it out. Speaking of great products, my wife is participating in one of her regular webinars about marriage and the importance of the institution of marriage and how to raise children who become successful and well-integrated adults. And this is right after the show today. It's completely free. You can find out information of the marriage webinar that Dr. Diane Medved is helping to lead. It's right after the show today at 3:30 Pacific time this afternoon. So to get you in preparation for a great family holiday, check it out. You can find out all the information and with a click link to the webinar at michaelmedved.com. One of the marriages that went away, actually it's two different marriages that went away, involved two different politicians, one Republican, one Democrat. And I think both of them have real, real problems, and neither of them count as any kind of public hero. But please notice and play this game with me. When you talk about Duncan Hunter, who was pardoned yesterday by President Trump, I don't know why. Duncan Hunter is a former congressman from San Diego County, in California, of course. And here's the way, this is clip 7, Jeremy, that former Congressman Duncan Hunter, Republican, who was one of the very early supporters in Congress for Donald Trump, spoke to a local San Diego TV news station about President Trump's pardon for him. Listen.
Yeah, I was making some Christmas cookies with my 14-year-old daughter last night, and my phone started blowing up. I thought that someone had died. I had no idea what was happening.
So
and this came through.
So you didn't go through White House channels. This is just something that happened from being well-connected,
yeah,
or how did it play out?
No, out of the blue.
Okay, and it is out of the blue. He had been sentenced. He actually had a plea agreement. There were 60 charges against him. And I want to talk about those charges for just a moment because I don't understand the basis for giving a pardon to Duncan Hunter, except that you like him and he agrees with you politically. And here is a report on some of the legal proceedings against him. Just a few months after taking his seat in Congress in 2009, Duncan Hunter began an affair with a lobbyist and used campaign money to pay for dates, prosecutors said in a new court filing. On one of their first solo getaways, according to prosecutors, this pair went on a ski trip in the Heavenly Resort near Lake Tahoe and spent the weekend skiing, ordering room service, and enjoying the amenities of a full-service resort. That's all in the pleadings in court. The hotel tab was $1,008, and no expense seemed too small that it couldn't be paid for with campaign money. Not even the $7 Sam Adams he drank at the hotel bar just after checking in. Mr. Hunter, a Republican, has been accused of spending $250,000 of campaign funds on personal expenses. The sprawling indictment issued last year threatened the re-election campaign of Mr. Hunter. Well, of course, he's out of Congress. He resigned. And his seat has been, I'm glad to say, reclaimed, I believe, by former Congressman Darrell Issa. But in any event, he's no longer in Congress. They found that he had used campaign money to pay for at least five different mistresses. He blamed all this on his wife publicly. And he was due to serve 11 months for cheating people out of campaign money they sent. The question I would ask for any loyal Republicans to say, attaboy, way to go, President Trump, pardoning Duncan Hunter, is what would your reaction be if this was a Democrat or a liberal or a great ally of Joe Biden or Barack Obama or, for that matter, Bill Clinton? And then there's this. U.S. Senate candidate Raphael Warnock's wife told a police officer in March that her husband is a great actor and phenomenal in putting on a really good show, after Warnock denied her allegations that he deliberately ran over her foot. Now, they're now divorced. The comments could be heard on a police body camera footage obtained by Fox News. They revolved over a domestic dispute between Warnock and his wife in early March. And if you just listen to what his estranged wife has to say, this is clip 4B, Jeremy. And this is what she sounded like speaking to the police when she called the police during their marital dispute. Listen.
All right, so you walked over.
So I'm like, move, and she won't move. She's keeping the door open. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Chloe, just stay in the car. And I move, and I close my car door, get in the car, and I start to move slightly, thinking she's here.
Clear.
Yeah, I'm thinking she's clear. And I barely move. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she's screaming that I ran over her foot. I don't believe it.
Okay, that's Reverend Warnock himself. Here is his estranged wife, B.
I was running for the United States Senate, and all he cares about right now is his reputation. I work at the mayor's office, and this is a big problem. I've been trying to be very quiet about the way that he is for the sake of my kids and his reputation. I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time, and today he crossed the line. So that is what is going on here, and he's a great actor. He is phenomenal at putting on a really good show.
Okay, are there no character questions involved here? Because this is not from long, long ago. This is a tape from March, in the middle of the campaign. The campaign that he was running, and in this special election, in the primary, he had gotten more votes than Kelly Loeffler, because there were other Republicans running. But right now, it just seems to me that one of the problems that we have when you talk about divisions in this country is the kind of thing that you'll be very, very quick to look beyond if it's a conservative Republican, or if you're on the left, things that you will look beyond if it is a pastor who said outrageous things. He did say you can't serve in the military and serve God at the same time, which is an outrageous thing to say, for instance, to all the people who work in the chaplaincy corps. I have very good friends, close friends, who are military chaplains, who are 100% serving God and deeply serving the military. And the idea that right now partisanship has gotten to a level where everyone is supposed to look past Reverend Warnock and some of the problems with him. There's a huge piece in the Daily Mail. Reverend Raphael Warnock accused his parishioner of a 3-year stalking campaign. And how Georgia Senate candidate Reverend Warnock accused a Baptist church parishioner, 68, of stalking him after she demanded to know if he was gay in a years-long battle. This was this elderly parishioner was actually banned from the church, and he got a court order against her because he felt that she was endangering his safety. Okay, that by itself, but when you add it up to all of the questions, the inability to say whether he was actually present at a church that he was once serving that invited Fidel Castro to be an honored speaker, Raphael Warnock is far out of the mainstream, certainly among Baptists, and he is officially a Baptist preacher. And some of the problems that he has demonstrated, it seems to me, are not irrelevant. Because one thing on which I hope Democrats and Republicans can agree for the future is character does count. It matters. It helps to determine whether a senator or a president is trustworthy. And part of what trustworthy means is being predictable. We are predictably out of time, I'm afraid. But we are going next hour to be talking to Stephen Moore about what happens next to the economy and to the rescue package. We're also going to be taking a look at some of the biggest movies of the year, including Wonder Woman and News of the World and Soul and more, all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.